The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Monday designated the Springfield Urban Wildlife Refuge Partnership. It's a cooperative effort to promote conservation values with urban residents, especially young people, according to Deborah Rock, the Northeast Deputy Regional Director for the Wildlife Service.
And engaging youth in the process. Youth is a huge component of this for our urban partnerships.
With the designation, Springfield joins 16 other communities in the Wildlife Service's Urban Conservation Program, including Chicago, Seattle, and Baltimore, where the initiative was launched 3 years ago and has grown.
There's an awful lot of grassroots efforts that are being noticed by a larger contingency and wanting to grow that partnership and connect folks with outdoors.
There are 13 local organizations participating in the program led by ReGreen Springfield. The others include the city's public schools, UMass Amherst, Mount Holyoke College, and the Springfield Museums.
We find that these partnerships actually just keep on growing, and once they get rolling, they bring in more and more partners and more money and really gain momentum.
David Bloniars, president of ReGreen Springfield, said it is an exciting designation for Springfield.
The goal of the partnership is to connect people to the environment. And through that connection to the environment, it's really going to provide us that great opportunity for folks to experience the urban landscape as we envision it as natural resource managers, but that they might not be fully aware of right now.
In addition to the designation, there is a $40,000 grant from an urban waters restoration program. Matching funds from the project's partners bring the total to almost $250,000. The money will be used to restore the Abbey Brook Conservation Area, a 1.5-mile stream that originates in East Springfield and ends in the Chicopee River. The waterway and the mostly wooded urban area it flows through is eroded and contaminated.
But we feel that it's such a great resource and has a lot of old stature trees, and we have a lot of wildlife critters that are running around in there that really provides a great learning opportunity for everybody involved in the entire project.
The announcement of the designation was made in front of a group of about 75 people at Springfield's Riverfront Park. Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield said the distinction is a credit to grassroots support in the city's neighborhoods.
And you serve in your own special way as advocates for a clean environment. And part of our success is being witnessed today, another step in the right direction.
ReGreen Springfield, the lead organization in the local partnership, was formed by government agencies, community groups, and businesses in the aftermath of the 2011 tornado that destroyed thousands of trees in Springfield. The organization's mission is to reforest the city and restore the urban tree canopy. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.